Tanner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I am. Good evening. Well, good evening, everyone, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, and whoever else may be listening. This is Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Thursday night edition of the program. Tomorrow night we have Lee Kroc on, who's one of our sponsors, the Fountain of Youth Man, you know, and his, no, I'm not going to say contraption. That's what Dr. Hillier called the time machine, you know, Mr. Wells' time machine, the contraption. Well, no. He's got a system in place. He has a machinery, actually, that will help... So he says, quite convincingly, help restore your health with electrical charges that are reversed electricity. And it's fascinating what he has to say. So tomorrow night, that will be one of our sponsor programs. So tonight, of course, we have to open up the lines and give you a chance to discuss issues with us. I have a whole bunch. So don't worry, I have no shortage of things to talk about, and we, of course, want you to talk as well. And I don't know, but what does all the talking do? What good does it do? Well, it certainly cleanses us cathartically. It cleanses the soul. It brings to us the knowledge that we each have of the kingdom to come. You know, behind that cloud is that silver lining. And later on, I'll get to Bob Chapman's midweek report and what he forecasts and what he said. And I have a little bit of a disagreement with him, and you know, I've expressed that on the air. But I'll get to that when I get to it. I don't disagree over substance at all. It's has to do with whether or not it's just accidental, or indeed is everything going as planned. And I think it's going as planned. I've always said that. I think everything is happening just as it was planned to happen. And remember, Roosevelt, the minion of Satan in the 30s, himself said, in politics, there are no accidents. If it happens, it was planned that way. Well, I believed him. That was one time when I could honestly believe something Roosevelt said. Now, here's something for you ladies and gentlemen out there. It's called The Pope and Hillary. Are you ready? The Pope and Hillary Clinton are on the same stage in front of a huge crowd. The senator says to the Pope, "Did you know that with just one little wave of my hand, I can make every Democrat in the crowd go wild?" He doubts it. And so she shows him. Sure enough, the wave elicits rapture and cheering from every Democrat in the crowd. Gradually, the cheering subsides. The Pope, not wanting to be outdone by such a level of arrogance, considers what he could do. "That was impressive, but did you know that with just one little wave of my hand, I can make every person in the crowd go crazy with joy? This joy will not be a momentary display like that of your subjects, but will go deep inside their hearts, and they will forever speak of this day and rejoice." The senator seriously doubts this and says so. "One little wave of your hand and all people will rejoice forever? Show me." So the Pope slaps her. You like that, huh, Manny? Good for you. Manny's, well, he's laughing hysterically. We have to get him up off the floor. All right. I thought that was kind of cute, actually. Who says the Pope cannot do things right sometimes, huh? Anyhow, so much for pillory. When we come back, UN rights body condemns Israel over Gaza, and then we have the position of Obama. Not Osama, but Obama on Gaza. And wait until you hear this. Paul Revere of Talk Radio, 800-313-9443. We shall return.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
I agree with that. I agree with that, Billy. Well, the UN's top human rights body on Thursday condemned Israeli military action in Gaza and the West Bank. The resolution, which also demands the lifting of the blockade on Gaza and calls for international action to protect Palestinian civilians, was proposed by Arab and Muslim countries and passed by 30 votes in favor, 1 against, and 15 abstentions during an emergency session of the UN Human Rights Council. Canada voted against the measure. European countries abstained on the grounds that the resolution did not address the firing of rockets by Palestinian militants into Israel. The United States is not a member of the council. The Palestinian representative in Geneva said the resolution was intended to highlight abuses committed by Israel. Now, interestingly enough, the council, of course, lacks any enforcement powers and has been accused of spending excessive amounts of time focusing on Israel, since replacing the widely discredited and highly politicized Human Rights Commission in June of 06. You see, they all have an agenda. They are all magnifying these tiny little abuses by poor little innocent defenseless Israel. And guess what? The U.S. Senate voted last September to cut off funding to the council, accusing it of bias. Can you imagine the United States of America captive of Zionism under the fat thumb of the Zionist power brokers accusing this UN body of bias? Why, that's like Stalin accusing Hitler of bias. Incredible. But that's not all, ladies and gentlemen. That's not a whole story. We now go to Haaretz, which is, of course, a Jewish-Israeli newspaper, Haaretz.com. And the headline for today, Gaza overlooked by U.S. voters, economy dominates the race. Race for the White House, presidential hopeful, Obama backs Israel to the U.N. Calls for condemnation of Qassam. And it reads, Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., found a short letter in his mailbox 2 days ago. The sender, Barack Human Rights Obama. That's my edition. The subject, the Security Council meeting regarding the situation in Gaza. Quote, I urge you to ensure that a council resolution won't pass that does not fully condemn the Qassam attacks on Israel, Osama wrote. We are all worried about the consequences of the blockade on Palestinian families. Nonetheless, we must understand why Israel is forced to do this. That is Mr. Obama. Mr. Obama. Now, Mr. Obama is of mixed race. He's colored. And wouldn't you think that a guy like Obama, Mr. Obama, would be more concerned about the plight of those who are under the thumb of occupation, brutality, torture, and torment? One would think so. One would think that if this were the old South Africa engaging in a blockade of black tribal families, starving them and ethnically cleansing them in such a manner, in the name of defense, because those black tribesmen were firing rockets into white-held areas, one would think Mr. Obama might have a different appeal. One might think that, huh? But he didn't. Not when it came to the Palestinian victims and the Jewish supremacist occupiers, international outlaws, and international criminals, which is what they clearly are in this instance. Collective punishment for the, quote, crimes of those who seek to get occupiers off of their land is indeed what they accused the Germans of having done in World War II. What goes around comes around, ladies and gentlemen. This is a classic example and illustration relating to the Ron Paul effort to get America back to defending America. This is a classic example of what I have been telling you from day one about the Zionist occupation of America. Palestine is not the only occupied territory, is it? No. But in fact, America is a vassal state. It is a colony. It is an occupied land by the cruel, goose-stepping boots of Israeli soldiers. Only these soldiers don't wear uniforms. They wear ties, some of them bow ties, like former Attorney General Levy. They wear suits. Sometimes they wear rabbinical hats. Sometimes they play musical instruments. But we certainly always hear the violin, and we see the hankies when it comes time to remind us about the Holocaust. So, who controls the American political establishment? Who decides whose butt will be kissed? And whose butt is being kissed by Obama, the man who represents progressivism, who represents liberty and freedom from the oppressor for the oppressed? That's who. Now you understand why Ron Paul has to be eliminated from the scene. He is the voice of the oppressed, both in Palestine and both in America as well. Not to mention Europe, our brethren in Europe, and of course that includes all of Caucasian Israel, true Israel. What we find here today is the occupation, once again, of the formation of this end-time beast of revelation. This is the eighth beast of revelation we're seeing rise up now with control over all of Europe, all, my friends, of the United States, North America, Canada, all of these countries, New Zealand and Australia, under the boot of the goose-steppers. But I'm not done yet. The FBI denies a file exposing nuclear secrets. You remember Sibel Edmonds, who was investigating the Turkish, well, she was a former Turkish language translator for the FBI at the time of 9/11 when she was hired on. Well, now she is accusing the FBI of a massive cover-up. The FBI is accused of covering up a file detailing government dealings with a network stealing nuclear secrets. Inside. Accused of covering up a key case file detailing evidence against corrupt government officials and their dealings with a network stealing nuclear secrets. Edmonds is a 37-year-old former Turkish language translator who listened into hundreds of sensitive intercepted conversations while based at the FBI in Washington's field office. She says the FBI was investigating a Turkish and Israeli-run network that paid high-ranking American officials to steal nuclear weapons secrets. These were then sold on the international black market to countries such as Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. One of the documents relating to the case was marked 203A WF2110023. Last week, however, the FBI responded to a Freedom of Information request for a file of exactly the same number by claiming it did not exist. But the Sunday Times has obtained a document signed by an FBI official showing the existence of the file. Edmonds believes the crucial file is being deliberately covered up by the FBI because its contents are explosive. She accuses the agency of an outright lie. The Freedom of Information request had not been initiated by Edmonds. It was made quite separately by an American human rights group called the Liberty Coalition, acting on a tip-off received from an anonymous correspondent. Edmonds has told newspapers members of the Turkish political and diplomatic community in the U.S. have been actively acquiring nuclear secrets. They often act as a conduit for Inter-Services Intelligence, ISI, Pakistan, a spy agency, because they attracted less suspicion. And, of course, she implicates the Israelis as well, saying they are heavily involved in this enterprise. No fooling. We'll be back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
And we're back right now, ladies and gentlemen. And before I do a quick commercial and take some calls, let's see here. Some local news of interest here in my neck of the woods. Congress Boy Langevin announces guest for State of the Union message. Patrick Kennedy, the son of Teddy Bear Kennedy, invites the mayor of Cumberland, Rhode Island. Oh, my, isn't that nice to attend? I think that's just so wonderful. That is absolutely stultifying, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, incredible. And now, here's a story which, of course, disappeared from my screen, but it is a story on the AP Associated Press about a man, a white man, in Louisiana, who has been arrested and charged with hate crimes. Why? Because he drove past a group of black people with his truck, and on the truck there were two nooses. And now he's arrested and charged with intimidation under the hate crimes law. And all of you out there who are doubting Ted Pike and all of the work that has been done by he and others to expose and prevent the passage of this type of federal law from being enacted. Now you can understand why the battle is so clear. It is so obvious. And once again, the same road leads to the same place, Jerusalem. Whether it's the occupied territories there, the Gaza ghetto, occupied U.S. territory in the political arena, hate crimes laws, all of this across Europe and America. Now you can begin to see the picture emerge, right? I would think so. Very interesting picture, to say the least. Now, finally, there is an affordable solar. Take back your power, produce your own energy, and keep the savings. No rate increase, no equipment to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries. Visit jointhesolution.com/solar-man. Very simple. jointhesolution.com/solar-man. Or call 866-276-3975. Toll free at 866-276-3975. And we're back. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, here on Uncensored Radio Free America, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let me take a call, 800-313-9443. Morris in Texas. Hello, Morris. You're on the program.
I was watching these presidential debates, and Ron Paul is running like about 3-1 on the questions being asked to him, which shows that who's the god of this Earth is, not the universe. But, I've been censored here in Texas. I've gone down and spoke out against these toll roads, and they've done the emergency broadcast system on me twice. One time I went down to speak at the Capitol when I signed up for Citizens Communications comments, and they suspended Citizens comments. And this last time I went down and spoke, the access channel, the government channel, not the regular access channel, destroyed the tape. They said it was destroyed, so they don't have any comments for that. And another time I went down and spoke, the access channel, it was another government channel, didn't even show the broadcast. But it just shows how this world system works. When it comes to people speaking out,
Speaking the truth. It's not just speaking out, Morris. When you speak the truth, the reaction is you've stepped on some sore toes, didn't you?
Oh yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. And I mean, I've been just totally censored, and John Stanton Miller and yourself and others have done just such an excellent, stellar job and have broke through that barrier where people, are not heard. And y'all have just penetrated the ears of any American that will come across your airways. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you and Republic Broadcasting. But it's just amazing how someone such as Ron Paul, on the major networks will say that they won't even say that he came in second in Nevada.
I know. They just ignore him as much as they can. Yeah. He doesn't exist. And yet he's raised $20 million or more now, and they have just acted as if he is a non-consequential, far-off, lunatic, extreme candidate who doesn't bear any recognition. Well, that tells us who owns them, obviously.
Yeah, and another thing, too, he's raised more money than any other presidential candidate in one single day.
In a day.
Yet when he asked John McCain a financial question, he's in the dark. He's speechless. He doesn't even know how to answer the question.
Well, John McCain has to first clear it with Tel Aviv,
Well, not only that, his response was that he would just leave it up to the Federal Reserve.
Of course. Who else would he leave it up to?
People know what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hear these people talk about Janet Reno being the But
hey, we got to take a break. If you want to hang on briefly, Morris, I'll let you do that, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more talk right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Join us. Join the solution. Support RBN. We'll be back. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
And we are back. Before I get back to Morris here, just a quick note. The Bush administration paid a $5 million with your tax money reward to a former Minnesota flight instructor who provided the authorities with info that led to the arrest and conviction of 9/11, quote, conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui. 2 colleagues questioned why he got the money. The recipient, Clarence Prevost, was honored Thursday today at a closed-door meeting at the State Department, although the payout was secretly authorized last fall by Condi Rice and the Justice Department, U.S. officials claim. The reward from the State Department's Rewards for Justice program is the first and only one to date for a U.S. citizen related to the September 11, 2001 terror attacks, the officials said. It is also unusual because Moussaoui, who was imprisoned at the time of the attacks, was never named as a wanted suspect by the program. The program mainly seeks information about perpetrators or planners of terrorist acts against U.S. interests and citizens abroad. And I think that's interesting. They would not identify the recipient, citing privacy and security concerns. Two administration officials, however, said the reward went to Prevost. Former Navy pilot, by the way. Okay, we're back now. Morris in Texas. Yes, Morris, you were going to make another point for us.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I don't remember who said it, but I don't know if it's I'm more scared of Osama or Obama or your mama. But someone said it, and I thought it was humorous.
Yes.
But, you know, some people called Dan Reno the Butcher of Waco, and most people know it was the Rose Law Firm with Hillary.
Yes.
But, you know, the thing that I just wanted to say this is that, you know, we have a governor here in the state of Texas that
Rick
went over
Perry.
To Turkey in Istanbul. And, you know, this road thing, I mean, Hitler built the Autobahn. I mean, you know, highways have always been used by militaries. And we're fighting this Trans-Texas Corridor down here. And I just wanted to thank you and Republic Broadcasting, who have been the forefront leaders in fighting this synagogue, Satan, highway from hell. And I just wanted to thank you for giving me the many times that I've spoken with you in the past. We fight in these toll roads, and now we've fought them so long that I think they've gone broke.
Well, because, they always manage to come up with more money, your money, usually, to use against you. So
yeah,
it ain't over yet until the fat lady lays down and dies.
Yeah,
that's what I say. Thank you, Morris. Thanks for your call and your appreciation. We appreciate you too. You know, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Will in Pennsylvania is next up on the program. Hello, Will.
Rick.
Yes.
Second.
Ouch! Ouch! What happened? What happened?
Rick.
Yes, I'm here now.
Yeah, second time caller. I found your show a couple of months ago. I really like it a lot.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wanted to. Well, you made me think of something my friend Jim from Texas might say about the hate crime legislation.
Yes.
Hey, Rick, you don't have to worry about that hate crime legislation. It's already here. There's certain words you can't even say.
Uh huh.
You say it, and you know you're branded an anti-Semite. Or.
Well, I mean, what happens if a guy drives by in South Carolina now and has a flatbed truck, whatever, with a Confederate flag? Now, is that a hate crime? And
now,
are we going to start prosecuting him now, too?
That's not a hate crime in itself. We don't know the specifics, but that in itself, I can't subscribe to that.
Well, if somebody complains about it, some group, let's say a group of the NAACP files a complaint and is offended and intimidated by it, isn't that a form of intimidation, I suppose, right?
Well, you know, the establishment is race-baiting like never before. They're just using race all over the place when it's
and
not
And Reverend Al Sharpton approved of the prosecution, that it's about time we started prosecuting more people for such hate. There you
go. He's just been, you know, there's this thing Tarpley talks about. It's called Freemenschen or something. It's German. It means primitive man. It's an FBI program that collects dirt on black elected and other officials. Freemenschen or something. You can just Google FBI primitive man in quotations and it'll come up.
Okay.
This guy says, Tarpley, that they got stuff on everybody, man. Like, Conyers is really scared from sources in Detroit. He's scared because he had that impeachment legislation drawn up, and he never followed through. So
well, you get that mayor now of Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Him and his love affairs and sexual harassment allegations. And
What it is they train them, they get dirt on them, and they train them to be corrupt. I was just watching Bill Clinton in a trance. I don't know if you've ever seen it. He's getting made up for like a pre-interview, and he looks like he's literally in a trance, Rick. Google Bill Clinton mind control. That's one of the first things that pop up. It's scary. This guy looks like he's actually under some mind control.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if both of them are.
Before I don't want to take up too much time, but I wanted to bring up Z Big and Obama.
Uh huh.
This he's Obama's top advisor. I'm hearing.
He's a big.
Yeah, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the big boy.
Yes.
And he's got his son Mark and nephew Matt and daughter Mika on MSNBC. She is.
Wow.
They're all over the place. It's a coup and counter coup. Is Tarpley.
Yeah.
I listen to Tarpley a lot. That's what he calls it. It's a it's a wrestling match that Vince McMahon set up.
Oh, it really is a circus. There's no
question. And dummycrats and reptilians, they think it's a game.
They've got all the bases figured on all of these puppeteered, candidates for president. And the only, handful.
One man.
Even a handful of others did not. Mike Gravel, and we talked about Dennis Kucinich and all these people, And of course now Thompson, he was nothing but an imbecile, but he's just out. So, a handful of people who don't rely on the CFR types to guide them, Those are the ones aren't going anywhere, man.
They're not
getting any recognition in the media.
No, they're not.
And Ron Paul is right at the top of the list, the hit list, yep.
I tell all my friends, who subscribe to this left-right paradigm, I ask them, I say, please find me a candidate or a media exec who's not a member of the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergs, or all three of them, like Bill Clinton's a triplicate. This guy's a member of all three and more. I don't trust the Clintons more than I don't trust the Bushes.
It's a rule. It's an unwritten, unpublished rule that you must be either a member or a fellow traveler to eat, to get work, and that's the way it goes. Well, thanks for calling me, Will.
We all have a sneaking suspicion. It's the you-know-whos who control the banks and the news, and you're not allowed to say it.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
And all roads lead to Jerusalem. Remember that. Thank you. Appreciate your call. 1-800-313-9443. If you're going to go after the beast, you go after the head and not the tail. And that's what they fear most of all, don't they? Bill in Idaho is next. Hello, Bill.
Well, yes. Good evening. Your little greasy boot up here in the middle of beautiful Pacific Northwest.
Great.
I just wanted to thank you again for having Dr. K on last night.
He's
such an encouragement. It was a wonderful program. I was just hoping Judge Lee has the other half of yours right now, that he follows up on his discussion in regard to NBNA and all the associated bonding houses.
Mm-hmm.
If he hasn't gotten to the Safari Club, maybe he'd check on who ultimately either owned or presently owns. I would imagine it's in some sort of holdership or whatever. But do you know NBNA, NBNA Bank?
Yes. I had an account with them years ago.
Yeah.
Credit card account, actually.
Yeah, everybody did. Ducks Unlimited and Trout Unlimited and NRA. You know who that was?
Tell me. I think I got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I know you would. Bloomberg, does that name ring a bell?
Let me see now. I think I've heard of him, yeah.
I would wish the Christian Patriot community, we had a loss of a wonderful young lady here that died of cancer most recently, in prayers for the family. Would you consider that you would somehow be able to attract Sybil Edmonds some prayer, understanding that no earlier than, the middle of last week, on her names list, she took a name off, considering Dr. K's communication last night.
Uh-huh.
Tell me which name came off the list.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I don't know the name. Do you?
Well,
are you really asking me the name? Because I'm not aware of it.
Yeah, he was discussed last night, other than Kissinger, Lantos.
Oh, Tom Lantos.
Yes, Tommy Lantos.
He's no longer going to run for re-election now.
Really?
That's right.
See how you are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he made
that decision a while ago, though.
Yeah, right after his Christmas presentation, 2007, on NPR. I'm sure he did.
Yes. Yeah, that's interesting, huh?
As usual, Rick, excellent work. Try to get Drudge Lee to follow up on Sierra, but it would be very, very interesting if he were able to pull the old history of NBNA Bank and who owned it or who presently owns it.
Well, we'll see if we can dig that up, too. And, yeah, Dr. K has done a lot of good research.
He's amazing.
He has a fire in the belly, you know.
And so do all of us.
He doesn't lack for any determination, and I'm glad that he comes on this program weekly now, as much as we can get him to weather out this this primary season, continue to bring people up to date on his research. We'll have to look into that NBNA connection. Not surprised.
You guys are great. Bless you.
Thank you, Bill. All right. We appreciate your diligence as well. Fascinating, isn't it, huh? Mike in New York is next. Hello, Mike.
Hi, good evening, Rick.
Yes.
I like the joke.
Which one? The Hillary?
The one about Hillary and the Pope.
And the Pope? Yeah.
Yeah, the version that I heard way back when was with the Pope and the Duke of Edinburgh, the guy that's married to the Queen. In this version, the Pope, he turns around to the Duke after the Duke has waved and everything, and he says, I can make the crowd go wild with just a nod of my head.
Uh-huh.
And he proceeds to lay him low with a headbutt.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so...
This is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, I have not been watching the debates, but I did catch a snippet of Hillaroyd and Ofer Obama the other day.
Uh-huh.
In the Slagathon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought that I was watching two contenders scrapping over the local hot dog franchise in the parks department. I mean, it's pathetic.
It is. It is so tragic. You know, when you know the truth about everything, you know, you sit back and shake your head and wonder, look at how dumb people are. They are gullible.
How they can, you know, prostrate, well, you know, this is a rhetorical statement, but how anyone can prostrate themselves, you know, so low is beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding Hillaroyd, I don't know whether you know, but she has close relatives in near Newcastle in the north of England. I apologize for that, by the way, but apparently when she was over there a few years back, she paid them a visit, the Rodhams of Newcastle, I believe.
Yep.
And apparently they thought that she was a royal pain in the derriere and wanted nothing to do with her.
Yes.
So that probably explains why you don't hear too much about her lineage in the LSM, the lamestream media.
Mm. Neither one of them.
Well,
you know, and Bill's you know, lineage to the Blythe family also very interesting.
Yeah, but at least, you know, we've heard about that, but nobody knows about Hillary's.
Well, I mean, that's true. That's an eye-opener, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is...
Sure, you know, it is.
You know, and she's been in the public eye for God knows how long.
Too long.
Yeah, well, talking about too long, it looks like a Tutti Frutti might soon be packing his negligee and garter belt and departing the presidential sweepstakes.
Well, he may wind up at some sort of a beauty queen, you know, refresher course at the White House soon, too.
Or maybe in Atlantic City during the summer.
That's right. But he will be definitely put in charge of some position in the Hillary White House, probably wardrobe expert.
As long as it's not Attorney General.
Gosh, when you think of them, you know, how long ago was it that we were exposing Gonzalez? And now he's a relic of the past, yet the harm that he did lingers on to this moment, doesn't it?
Rick, a final note. You often state that even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
That only applies if the clock is not a digital clock.
Oh, well, that's true. It's an analog clock, yes.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you. Rick. Hey, thank you, brother. Appreciate your great calls, as always.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Call again. Well, you know, I promised you I'd try to get some time here to talk about Bob Chapman's latest midweek report today, and it came out yesterday. And, you know, he does mention that, he talks about the mess that's been created now worldwide. And he says the Illuminati, like the captain and officers of the Titanic, are about to be drowned as they go down with their financial ship, which they had intended to use to subjugate the world, but which will soon sink to the bottom of the ocean of money and credit they have created as their glacier of financial excess, most of which is still hidden below the surface of the troubled financial waters. We are all now in together. Rips a gargantuan gaping hole in the hull, sends it plunging down unceremoniously to visit Davy Jones' locker. Get ready. Get ready for the upcoming financial Armageddon that will be playing soon at a theater near you. Be assured you have mainly the Fed and its private bankster-gangster crime families to blame for the current calamity. Rothschild, Warburg, Rockefeller, Mellon, all of the names that we associate with them, and the, yes, indeed, the Bloombergs as well. The black nobility of Europe. But now, that's true. We have to blame the Fed. The Fed and the Fed only is to blame for everything we're experiencing now. Only the Fed can depreciate the value of the currency by creating a monopoly currency and then diluting the value by printing more of it out of nothing. I'll tell you, though, where I do disagree with Bob when we come back in 3 minutes with more Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
throat like a rope, hang 'em high, hang 'em high. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Carl Klang. Well, here's where Bob Chapman, I think I disagree a little bit with his assessment. He says, for all intents and purposes, central bankers and governments around the world are now almost completely irrelevant as the system is about to come down around their collective ears under its own weight due to their fraud, greed, speculation, hyperstagflation, and runaway money and credit. The final plunge will be kind of like the false and bogus theory posited for the so-called collapse of the Twin Towers. Only this time, the uncontrolled collapse will be for real. The Illuminati had hoped for a planned detonation and destruction of the type that brought down the World Trade Center. But instead, they are going to get an out-of-control financial version of the China Syndrome or the Chernobyl catastrophe. Watch now as they scurry around like rats on a sinking ship, trying to come up with ludicrous solutions to an impossibly large problem in an attempt to right the ship. But sooner or later, it's going to sink, and they are going to just lose total control. Well, that's where I have a little difference, and, you know, I've told Bob this on the air. I'm not a two-face, as you know. I think all of this is part of the plan. And, in fact, if I go to the scriptures, I will see that whoever is in control of this world system is that satanic man, Lucifer, and he's given that role by the Father in heaven to do his thing right up until the end when his noose is around his neck. He is the master of deception. He is the master deceiver of all deceivers, and he would love to have everything fail. Not by accident, but by design. So that when everything does fail and all of the currencies of the world, now interlocked and interdependent, begin to go down, he will offer that marvelous solution, huh? He will come up with a new plan and a new world order that will interlock the governments of the world as well as the economies of the world into his open arms. Doesn't that sound much more realistic to you? I think it does. And this is why I say, watch Jerusalem. Scriptures tell you to keep your eyes on Jerusalem. Right now, they are doing everything they can, the masters and minions of Satan, the children of Satan, to deceive the world. And now they are creating the very conditions whereby they will be able to control the movements, the nations of the world, into a unified system of governmental control through currency and economic collapse. They will pick up the pieces, and their father will be coming soon, Satan himself, to rule on that seat, the mercy seat. You watch. Tomorrow night, you join us for a special program with Lee Kroc, and we'll have a very special discussion about health and his way of restoring it for you. All right, much more to come. Support Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, thanking you for all your participation and support. And good night to all of you. See you tomorrow, Lord willing. Bye-bye.